Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today I'm Masechus Bava Metzia, Daf Ches. The first perek, Shnei Mochzin. This perek has been dedicated to the memory of Mr. Moshe Horn, Rav Moshe Manes ben Yaakov Yitzchak, by his children, Dvorah and Dov Elias. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on are when Rami Rachama said, Zos Omeres, this Mishnah teaches that, HaMakbiya Metzila Chavero, if one lifts a found item to acquire it solely for his friend, Kana Chavero, his friend acquires it. For if not, then if two people picked up a cloak simultaneously to acquire it, Tiasa Zo Kamish Munachos Al Gabikarka, let this end be considered as if it's lying on the ground, since the other person is not actually acquiring it, and the same should be for the other man, so no one would acquire it. Rather, it must be that each party lifted it, so both should acquire it, and such an acquisition is effective, so the entire cloak is lifted and acquired for both. Rava argues that even if one cannot acquire something for another person, here is different. Migo de zachin nafshe, since he's acquiring for himself, zachin namu l'chavri, he acquires for his friend as well. Since the kinyan is effective for himself, it's also effective for his friend. Rava proves this principle from the fact that if a shaliach steals on someone's behalf, the sender is exempt, yet if he steals for himself and his partner, they're both liable. Point number two, Rav Yehuda reported having heard two rulings from Shmuel regarding Rahuv, one riding an animal, and Manhig, one leading an animal, that one acquires and one does not, but did not recall which. The Gemara explains Rahuv b'makom Manhig iboile. He was uncertain if a rider acquires in the presence of a leader. Is the rider's kinyan superior, da tafis ba, because he's holding it, or is the leader's kinyan superior, da azim b'chamase, because the animal moves because of him? Rav Yehuda resolved this question from a Mishnah, a manig sofek zarbaim. One who leads an ox and donkey together receives 40 lashes for climb. By Yosheb Karon sofek zarbaim, and one who sits in a wagon attached to climb receives 40 lashes. Rabbi Meir exempts one who sits in a wagon as an insignificant action. Shmuel reversed the opinions because he considered the second opinion the halacha. Since he considers sitting in a wagon insignificant, he would hold the same about a rider and would hold that a rider does not acquire at all, even alone, and certainly against the leader. And point number three, Rabbi Yosef related this discussion to Abai. He added that he recalled asking Rabbi Yehuda how he can derive the law of a rider from the law of one sitting in a wagon. Yosef lo tafis b'masera, one sitting in a wagon does not hold the animal's bridle. Rahuv tafis b'masera, one riding an animal does hold its bridle and perhaps acquires it by holding the bridle. Rabbi Yehuda responded that Rav and Shmuel both said that holding a bridle does not acquire an animal of hefker. As Rav Huna also said, Moser mechavero kanda, if one holds a bridle when acquiring from his fellow, he acquires it. But metzia benichse agero kani, but when acquiring a found animal or the possessions of a convert who died without heirs, he does not acquire it. He explained the meaning of the word mosera, ka'adma mosu davo chavero, like a person who transfers something to his fellow. This explains Rav Huna's distinction, because although one acquires an animal from his fellow by receiving its bridle, the kamasa lechavre, because his fellow transfers it to him, but regarding acquiring hefker with a bridle, man kamasa ledelikne, who transfers it to him that he can acquire it? So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rami Bar Chama said, Zos Omeres, this mission teaches that HaMakbiya Metzila Chavero, if one lifts a found item to acquire it solely for his fellow, Kana Chavero, his fellow acquires it. For if not, then if two people picked up a cloak simultaneously to acquire it, Tiasa Zo Kamish Munachos Al Gabikarka, let this end be considered as if it's lying on the ground, since the other person is not actually acquiring it, and the same should be for the other man, so no one would acquire it. Rather, it must be that each party lifted it, so both should acquire it, and such an acquisition is effective, so the entire cloak is lifted and acquired for both. Rava argues that even if one cannot acquire something for another person, here is different. Migo de zachin nafshe, since he's acquiring for himself, zachin namu l'chavri, he acquires for his friend as well. Since the kinyan is effective for himself, it's also effective for his friend. Rava proves this principle from the fact that if a shaliach steals on someone's behalf, the sender is exempt, yet if he steals for himself and his partner, they're both liable. Point number two, Rav Yehuda reported having heard two rulings from Shmuel regarding Rahuv, one riding an animal, and Manhig, one leading an animal, that one acquires and one does not, but did not recall which. The Gemara explains Rahuv b'makom Manhig iboile. He was uncertain if a rider acquires in the presence of a leader. Is the rider's kinyan superior, da tafis ba, because he's holding it, or is the leader's kinyan superior, da azim b'chamase, because the animal moves because of him? Rav Yehuda resolved this question from a Mishnah, a manig sofek zarbaim. One who leads an ox and donkey together receives 40 lashes for climb. By Yosheb Karon sofek zarbaim, and one who sits in a wagon attached to climb receives 40 lashes. Rabbi Meir exempts one who sits in a wagon as an insignificant action. Shmuel reversed the opinions because he considered the second opinion the halacha. Since he considers sitting in a wagon insignificant, he would hold the same about a rider and would hold that a rider does not acquire at all, even alone, and certainly against the leader. And point number three, Rabbi Yosef related this discussion to Abai. He added that he recalled asking Rabbi Yehuda how he can derive the law of a rider from the law of one sitting in a wagon. Yosef lo tafis b'mosera, one sitting in a wagon does not hold the animal's bridle. Rachuv tafis b'mosera, one riding an animal does hold its bridle and perhaps acquires it by holding the bridle. Rabbi Yehuda responded that Rav and Shmuel both said that holding a bridle does not acquire an animal of hefker. As Rav Huna also said, Moser mechaver okanda, if one holds a bridle when acquiring from his fellow, he acquires it. But metziah benichse ager okani, but when acquiring a found animal or the possessions of a convert who died without heirs, he does not acquire it. He explained the meaning of the word Mosera, ka'adam ha-moser davo chavero, like a person who transfers something to his fellow. This explains Rav Huna's distinction, because although one acquires an animal from his fellow by receiving its bridle, the kamasa lechavre, because his fellow transfers it to him. But regarding acquiring hefker with a bridle, man kamasa le delikne, who transfers it to him, that he can acquire it. All right, so now it's time to go to our siman Dav Ches, and our standard siman is Chala. A Chala, so here goes. The two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasna Chala that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, before it almost got stepped on by a man leading a lost animal that another man was riding, overheard the man leading the animal say, holding the bridle of a lost animal does not acquire it, whereas holding a bridle when acquiring from another does. Once again, slow motion. The two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasna Chala, that must be on Daf Ches. The two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasna chala that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, which reminds us, in the case of two people picking up a cloak, it must be that each party lifted it, so both should acquire it, and such an acquisition is effective. So the entire cloak is lifted and acquired for both. Rava argues that even if one cannot acquire something for another person, here is different. Migo de zachil anavshe, since he's acquiring for himself, zachinamu al-chavre, he acquires for his fellow as well. Since the kinyan is effective for himself, it's also effective for his friend. Rav proves this principle from the fact that if a shaliach steals on someone's behalf, the sender is exempt, yet if he steals for himself and his partner, they're both liable. So the two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasnachal that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, before it almost got stepped on by a man leading a lost animal that another man was riding, which reminds us, the Gemara explains, in the case of a rider and a leader of a donkey, Rav Yehuda was uncertain if a rider acquires in the presence of a leader. Is the rider's kinyan superior, the tavis bay, because he's holding it, or is the leader's kinyan superior because the animal moves because of him? So the two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasnachal that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, before it almost got stepped on by a man leading a lost animal that another man was riding, overheard the man leading the animal say, holding the bridle of a lost animal does not acquire it, whereas holding a bridle when acquiring from another does, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Moser mechaver okana, if one holds a bridle when acquiring from his fellow, he acquires it, but metziah benichsi ager okani, but when acquiring a found animal or the possessions of a ger who died without heirs, he does not acquire it. He explained the meaning of the word Moser, ka'adam ha-mosud davo chaver, like a person who transfers something to his fellow. This explains Rav Huna's distinction, because although one acquires an animal from his fellow by receiving its bridle, the kamasa lechavre, because his fellow transfers it to him. But regarding acquiring hefker with a bridle, man kamasa ledelikne, who transfers it to him, that he can acquire it. So once again, the two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasnachal that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, before it almost got stepped on by a man leading a lost animal that another man was riding, over the man leading the animal say, holding the bridle of a lost animal does not acquire it, whereas holding a bridle when acquiring from another does. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf dalet, so the siman daf dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. The two edim coming to testify to part of a debt to obligate a shvua, who walked through a basin door, that must mean we're on daf dalet, delet, door. The two aiden coming to testify to part of a debt to obligate a shvua, who walked through a basin door with a picture of Piv and Edechad painted on them, which reminds us Rabbi Chiya had derived from a Kavah Chomer, that if Piv partial admission obligates a shvua, then certainly aiden who testified to part of a debt obligate a shvua. The Gemara ultimately derives it from a Tzad Shava, a common characteristic between Piv and a single witness. That as a result of a claim and denial, they come to Basin, and the defendant swears when the claim is supported, as Tosos adds, so the same applies to Aidim. So the two Aidim coming to testify to part of a debt to obligate a Shvua, who walked through a Basin door with a picture of Piv and Edechad painted on them, overheard one man tell another, I owe you only 50 zuz, vahelach, and here it is yours. Which reminds us, Rebbe Chiya proved another ruling of his from our Mishnah. If someone claims a mana from his fellow who responds, I owe you only 50 zuz v'heilach, and here, it's yours, meaning they're unspent and still in the lender's legal possession, Rebbe Chiya says he must swear because it's still considered a mutar b'miksas. This is supported by our Mishnah where the litigants swear although the other party has possession of the half they're giving up. Rav Shesha says one who admits with halach does not swear because the admitted 50 zuz are as if the lender is holding them in his hand and not part of the claim, and the remaining claim is fully denied. So the two ainim coming to testify as part of a debt to obligate a shvua, who walked through a basin door with a picture of piv and edachod painted on them, overheard one man tell another, I owe you only 50 zuz v'halach, and here, it is yours, standing behind a lender holding a shtar that just said slime without specifying an amount, which reminds us, Vichy was challenged from a brisa, slime, denarim. If a shtar says the borrower owes slime or denarim without an amount specified, and the lender claims the debt is 5 slime or denarim, while the borrower claims it's 3, Rabbi Shimon Lazar says he must swear like an ordinary motive of mixas, whereas Rabbi Kiva says he does not swear like one who returns lost property, since he voluntarily admitted to more than the 2 implied by the shtar. Daf Hay, so the Simmer Daf Hay is a haystack. So here goes. The shepherd who was seen hiding behind a haystack, haystack? That must be more on Daf Hay. The shepherd who was seen hiding behind a haystack eating two animals two owners had given him without aiding present, which reminds us the Gemara records an incident of a shepherd to whom people usually gave their animals in front of aiding, but one day gave them without aiding present. He later denied having received them, but Adam testified that they saw him eating two of the animals. Rabbi Zerah said that if we rule like Rabbi Chiya's first law, that one swears when a claim is partially substantiated by witnesses, then the shepherd would have to swear regarding the remaining claim. Abai asked him, how can he swear? But he's a proven thief and disqualified from swearing. Rabbi Zerah responded that he meant his opponent, the plaintiff, swears to collect payment, which is the rabbinically enacted law when the defendant is disqualified from swearing. So the shepherd who was seen hiding behind a haystack eating two animals two owners had given him without aiding present, surprisingly had used bales of hay as a fence to prevent sheep he was given to watch from grazing in other people's fields, and told his friend who was baling hay that just because people may suspect he steals, they should not suspect he swears falsely, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan taught that the shvu of the Mishnah was enacted to discourage people from seizing other people's cloaks and claiming them. The Gemara asks, "V'neima migu duchashida mamona chashinama ashvasa." Let us say that since he's suspect in monetary matters, he's also suspect regarding swearing. Meaning, one who's prepared to steal would also swear falsely. The Gemara responds that we do not say migu duchashida mamona chashida ashvasa because people are more hesitant to swear falsely than to steal. Dav vav. So the simon dav vav is a sword because a vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. The sword collector, sword. That must be more in dav vav, sword. The sword collector who grabbed someone's cloak because he had a suffolk whether he had lent the person money to buy a sword, which reminds us, Abai disagrees with the Rabbi Yochanan and holds that one who would steal outright would also swear falsely. Therefore, he explains differently why two people grasping a cloak must swear. We suspect that one has a suffolk milva yashana, a questionable old loan against his fellow, which he's not entitled to collect, so a shavu is imposed to dissuade him. So the sword collector who grabbed someone's cloak because he had a suffolk whether he had lent the person money to buy a sword was astonished when he ran into basin and saw one man grab a tullis in dispute right in front of the dayanim, and the other party initially said nothing, which reminds us Rabbi Zerah said takva echad b'fenein hu mahu. If one grabbed the cloak from the other before us, meaning the dayanim, what is the halacha? The Gemara clarifies that if his counterpart was silent and did not protest, he effectively admitted the cloak belongs to the one who grabbed it. If he did protest, then the grabbing is inconsequential and they still split it. Rather, the case is the Shasik Mikar Bahadut Sabach, where he was initially silent and later cried out in protest. Do we interpret his initial silence as an admission that the cloak is not his, or, since he ultimately protested, it indicates that his initial silence was because the judges saw the other litigant grab it, so he didn't feel the need to protest. So, the sword collector who grabbed someone's cloak because he had a suffolk whether he had lent the person money to buy a sword was astonished when he ran into basin and saw one man grab a tallis in dispute right in front of the dayanim, and the other party initially said nothing. Followed by a cone with a long shechita knife that looked like a sword, grabbing a suffolk bechor was permitted to keep it, which reminds us the Gemara brings a sugya of takva cone where a cone grabbed a suffolk bechor and was permitted to keep it. Dav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. While one armed guard at the basin had two people clutching onto different parts of a talus, way in the front of the line, to be seen, which reminds us, Rav Tachlifa of Eretz Yisrael taught a brisa, Shnaim Adukim Betalis, if two litigants are clutching a cloak, each claiming ownership, this one takes as far as his hand reaches, as does the other, and the rest of the cloak is divided evenly. Rabbi Avahu indicated that they must swear. So while one armed guard at the basin had two people clutching onto different parts of a talus, waiting the front of the line to be seen, followed by a debtor and creditor clutching onto a shtar, where the debtor admitted he wrote the shtar, but claims he repaid it, which reminds us it was taught in the Braisa, Shnaim Adukim B'shtar, if two people, a creditor and debtor, are clutching a document of debt, and the creditor says it's his, and he lost it and subsequently found it, and the debtor says that although the document is authentic, he already paid the debt and was given the shtar and later lost it, Rebbe says, Yiskayim HaShtar B'chosma, the document must be certified through its signatures as being authentic. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Yochaloku, they should divide the debt equally. So, while one armed guard of the basin had two people clutching onto different parts of a talus, waiting in the front of the line to be seen, followed by a debtor and creditor clutching onto a shtar, where the debtor admitted he wrote the shtar but claims he repaid it, the other armed guard found the shtar certified with a hempik and wasn't sure if he should return it to the lender because of a concern that it was already paid, which reminds us. The Braisa continued, Nafal Yadayin, if the shtar fell into a judge's hand, the Tanakhama says, Uyotzio Olamis, the litigants can never retrieve it. Rav Yossi says, Haru Becheskaso, it remains in its status as a valid shtar. Rav explains this means that someone found the shtar which was certified with a henpeck by a judge. The Braisa teaches that not only where the shtar was not certified, where the loan may never have been issued, but even where it was certified and the loan was made, it is still not returned to the lender, the Chayshin L'Perion, because we're concerned about possible payment by the borrower. Rabbi Yossi says the shtar is returned to the lender and we're not concerned it was paid. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff to be learned? A shepherd will not let animals he was hired to watch graze in other people's fields because ain adam chotev lo, that's on daf. Hey, good number two. Which of the one that when two people are holding onto a talus at different parts, they take as far as their hand reaches and the rest is split evenly? That's on daf. Zion. Good number three. Which of the one that the Rabbanim Matakan Shvu so that people should not go around grabbing cloaks off others and claiming it's theirs? That's on daf. Base. Good number four. Which of the one that in the case of two people picking up a lost cloak, we say, Migu de Zakhle Nafshe, since he's acquiring for himself, Zakhle Namgul Chabre, he acquires for his fellow as well. That's on daf. Ches. Good number five. Which of the one why Rabbi Yossi holds in a case of a disputed third mana that all three mana should be put away, but agrees in a case of a talus, Yochaloku. That's on daf. Gimel. Good number six. Which of the one Rabbi Huda was uncertain in a case of a Rakuvu Manhig, where there's a rider and a lead of a lost donkey, whose kinyan is superior? That's on daf. Ches. Good number seven. Which daf do we have the sugi of Takva Kohen? That's on daf. Bav. Good number eight. Which daf do we discuss what the din is when a debtor and creditor are both clutching a shtar? That's on daf. Zion. Good number nine. Which stuff is the case of the shepherd who was caught eating two of the sheep in his care? That's on daf. Hey, good. And number 10. Which of the one if one holds a bridle when acquiring from his friend, he acquires it. But when acquiring a found animal, he does not acquire it. That's on daf. Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.